Building Resilience in Children. When Trudy Bennett and I started Educator by Nature, one of our main goals was to create environments and experiences where children could find opportunities for building resilience. We found, through our experience as teachers, we had seen the rapid decline in resilience, self-efficacy, and awareness in children of all ages in our communities. Today, more than ever, our children need to be developing the skills to support resilience development. So we feel very strongly that children build resilience through connection. As such, we develop all of our programs, especially for Kin Village, with resilience in the forefront of our minds. Resilience is the process of continual development of personal competence while navigating and negotiating with available resources in the face of adversity. A definition from theresiliencedonut.com.au. We know that there are many aspects to building resilience, and we look towards our guide and mentor, Maggie Dent, and her book, 10 Resilience Building Blocks for Children, Age 0 to 12 Years. The first being positive, healthy pregnancy. Second, good nutrition. Third, safe, nurturing care within the circle of family. Fourth, plenty of play. Fifth, build life skills. Sixth, meaningful involvement with positive adults. Seven, clear boundaries. Eight, absence of stress. Ninth, self-mastery. And 10th, the strengthening of the spirit. In a single day program, it's difficult to provide for each of these building blocks. The complete set of blocks make up a whole kit bag of opportunities that require a village approach to accomplish. However, we feel that we can play a big part in providing micro moments that offer the child a supportive environment to grow and develop through activities and experiences at each of our programs. We take our role in children's lives very seriously. So we provide plenty of play because kids and adults learn through play. They develop understanding, relationships, connection, and resilience through play. Play is so important. It therefore is a major key to all of our programs. As a result, it's not unusual to hear a child's favourite part of the day was hanging out, building cubbies and playing. Children require time and space to play, and we often overlook this need in our overscheduled lives. Our Kin Village programs have children outdoors for 7 hours. We don't use a building, thus don't have the refuge of indoors or PowerPoints. So children have an opportunity to explore, play, and build life skills. Participants are involved with the preparation of lunch in winter programs, lighting a fire to cook on and to keep us warm. They help the community by cleaning up after the community has played all day. The children also form groups in the morning that they spend time with at different points throughout the day and are responsible for different areas of the space, tools, cubby, rubbish, fire, and build ownership over their space and their group's tasks. We encourage families to give children roles within their family home. Ways of achieving this could be cooking a meal, preparing breakfast, taking the rubbish out, or helping with household jobs. These experiences teach personal responsibility, build life skills, and also include the child as an important member of the family community. It takes a village to raise a child. Parents cannot possibly take on every role a child needs them to provide. We need to look at our wider community to provide mentors, guides, and companions. At Educator by Nature, we pride ourselves on our 8-to-1 ratio at our programs, providing more opportunities for one-on-one connection and mentoring. We also ensure that our facilitators are a good mix of ages and backgrounds to allow the chance for a variety of role modeling opportunities. Rachel Forbes quoted after a program that kin groups are a wonderful reminder in a hectic world to slow down and just spend time exploring and enjoying nature. The Educator by Nature team have such a thoughtful, open way of interacting, allowing the kids to take the lead, helping them find their own path, challenges, and solutions. Being engaged in positive, intentional relationships and connections has been shown to build resilience in children and young people and can sustain adults through inevitable difficulties. These positive relationships in various contexts contribute to self-esteem, self-efficacy, and awareness of resources. Children need to know where their boundaries are and how far they can go. This helps them to feel safe and build resilience. Behavior that is often labeled as bad or naughty is often an example of a child pushing at those boundaries to test them. When this happens, the adults in their life need to hold those boundaries strong. At Kin Village, the children are involved in developing and setting the rules at the start of the day. Subsequently, they have the ownership over following those rules. As a result, we often find they support each other with remembering the guidelines for the day. In January of 2015, Trudy wrote this post about her personal journey towards building resilience and made this remark. In Educator by Nature programs, we aim to help families enter the prickly spaces to challenge themselves, building resilience and learning within nature. We situate ourselves at the edge of the manicured grass, in amongst the dirt and leaves, crawl into scratchy bushes, climb up high and step into the swamp to challenge, take risks, face discomfort, and then wash up, eat, sing, and relieve adversity, allowing resilience to emerge and bloom in the company of a mentor.